I'm Samuel Gordon. Severe tropical cyclone Monica is intensifying in the Gulf of Carpentaria and continues to move towards the Northern Territory. Cyclone Monica is moving at 5 kilometers per hour in a northwesterly direction, slowly intensifying as it goes. The Bureau of Meteorology says the cyclone's destructive core is expected to hit the northeast area of Arnhem Land early tomorrow. Authorities have arrested a man who they allege threw the first rock at Solomon Islands Prime Minister Snyder Rinne in this week's outbreak of violence in the capital, Honiara. Solomon Islands Police Commissioner Shane Castle says the man will be charged with a number of offences, including riotous behaviour, and is only one of 8 people arrested in the wake of the riots. Meanwhile, Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer is in Honiara for the swearing-in of Snyder Rinne's cabinet and meetings with them and the Solomon Islands opposition. Mr. Rinne has thanked Australians for their support.
Thank you to the taxpayers of both countries for allowing your tax to be used to help a friend who is in need.
Army Chief Lieutenant General Peter Lee says an Australian soldier killed in Iraq died as a result of an accident. General Lee says the matter is under investigation and few details are available at this stage. He says at the request of the soldier's family, his name won't be released. An Iraqi actor who appears in the September 11th-themed film United 93 has been refused a visa to attend the American premiere. The controversial film portrays events aboard the flight that may have been destined to hit the White House. Julie Donnelly reports.
Louis Al-Samari plays the lead hijacker in the new film, United 93. He was born in Iraq, escaped to Jordan while serving in the Iraqi army, and has spent the last 10 years living in Britain. U.S. officials have refused to issue him a visa to attend the Tribeca Film Festival in New York, where the film will have its first public screening on Tuesday. The film dramatizes in real time the events on September 11th, from when United Flight 93 took off to its crash in a Pennsylvania field. New Yorkers are skittish about the film and demanded that one cinema stop playing the movie's trailer. Louis Al-Samari was also originally refused a visa when he traveled to New York to shoot the film. Last time, U.S. officials relented at the last minute, and he says he's hoping that will happen again. Julie Donnelly, Australian Independent Radio News.
New South Wales police say they have dismantled a commercial drug distribution network in Newcastle. They say 5 women and 4 men have been charged after police seized 81 grams of methamphetamine and $20,000 in cash during the raids on Newcastle properties. Police say the 5 men and the 4 women will face charges including drug possession. Meanwhile, a man has been charged with importing drugs after customs seized 240 wine bottles in South Australia, which arrived by air cargo from South Africa on April 19, and are alleged to have contained a significant quantity of ephedrine crystals floating in liquid. Making news at the Air Sports Desk, in AFL, Hawthorn has continued its impressive start to the season, beating Carlton by 32 points at Telstra Dome overnight. Tonight, Brisbane play Richmond and Fremantle vs Adelaide. In NRL, Parramatta got their season back on track last night with a morale-boosting 28-16 win over West Tigers. Tonight, the Warriors play the Rabbitohs, the Sharks are up against the Cowboys and the Storm vs the Knights. In the Super 14 rugby, newcomers Western Force have shocked the competition-leading Crusaders with a 23-all draw in Perth. South Africa's Stormers downed the Reds 24-20, while New Zealand's Chief kept their playoff hopes alive with a 33-32 win over South Africa's Cheetahs in Hamilton. Holden's Garf Tander has claimed pole position in his 100th V8 supercar race to be held later today in New Zealand. And in golf, overnight leader Stuart Appleby has slipped back into third place of the Houston Open. Bringing you the world, Australian Independent Radio News.